Today's message is called God's Got a Plan. God's got a plan, and an amazing plan God's got.
Amen.
He's got a phenomenal plan, and He's got a plan for your life too. Say amen to that.
Amen.
It's not a mediocre plan. It's not just a regular plan. It's not just a small, little, infinitesimal plan. This is a magnificent plan. Say amen to that.
Amen.
God's got an amazing plan for your life. But what happens is too often people just sit back and say, well, God's got a plan. Uh-oh, there's a leaky pipe in my house. Well, that's okay. God's got a plan. Uh-oh, I got some trouble at work. Oh, don't worry. God's got a plan. And people seem to sit back and think because God's got a plan, we can put our feet up and just relax. But the thing I want you to know today, the thing that's important, is to know that the plan of God is fulfilled by the servants of God.
Amen. Amen.
That's you. Say amen.
Amen.
Say, that's me.
That's me.
You are the servants of God. The minute you receive the Spirit of God on the inside, you are now working with God and for God to fulfill the plan of God.
Amen.
Amen. His plan is not fulfilled without your doing. If you're not doing, then His plan is not happening. It requires you.
Yes.
Say amen to that.
Amen.
It requires you. And when we get into the mentality of thinking, well, God's got a plan, and we just sit back and relax, nothing happens. Think about Moses for a minute. If we take an example out of the Bible and think of Moses, you know this guy Moses?
Yes.
Moses at this particular time was out in the desert, and God revealed His plan to him in the form of the burning bush. There, the bush was burning, and suddenly he sees God, and God says, Moses, I want to have you go down to Egypt and set my people free. I want them to, you know, get out of Egypt. I want them to be broken out of bondage. So what if Moses would have said, oh, great, God's got a plan, and put his feet up and just relaxed? Mm-hmm. Well, God's got a plan. He wants to get them out of Egypt. No, Moses had to get up. Moses had to be filled with the Spirit of God and go down to Egypt. He was the one that had to stand in front of Pharaoh and say, let my people go.
Yes.
Thus says the Lord.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Moses had to do that. Moses was the one that had to pick up the staff and put down the staff. Moses was the one that had to tell Pharaoh what the, you know, what plagues were coming and what was going to happen if he didn't listen to the plan of God. And once the people were free, Moses was the one that had to be listening to the Spirit of God to lead them to where they needed to be. Someone had to lead them to the promised land, and it was that person that was listening to the Spirit of God. None of this would have happened if Moses would have continued sitting out in the desert, put his feet up and said, well, God's got a plan.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have happened. The plan of God requires the servants of God to be listening to the Spirit of God and following and doing what the Spirit says. That's why we just did that little exercise about getting the Spirit moving, getting us moving with the Spirit. Because if we're not moving with the Spirit, then it's not going to be fulfilled on this earth. God has given you the authority and the power on this earth. Say amen to that.
Amen.
You've got the power and authority on this earth to overcome all things.
Amen.
You've got the power and the authority to change situations. You've got the power and the authority to heal the sick. You've got the power and the authority to change the darkness, to bring in the light. Say amen,
amen
to that. Because you've got that power. And that's why you're the servant of God. And if you're not fulfilling it, then it's not being done. The plan of God is to be fulfilled by the servants of God. Say amen to this. Now, as we know, how do we become a servant of God? I've already mentioned, we invite the Spirit of God in the name of Jesus to come inside of us. We say, Jesus, I believe what you did. I believe that you brought this power and authority to me. I receive you. Thank you for cleansing away every false thing, every sickness, every darkness, every mistake that I made. And I receive you into my heart.
Amen.
Amen. And once we receive that, see, the thing, here's the thing is, God's got a plan.
Amen.
And part of that plan was to help us to get ready to fulfill the plan of God. You know, the plan of God was to help us to step into the power and authority so that we could do the things He had planned for us to do.
Amen.
He had a plan for us to do amazing things, but He also had a plan to help us to step into and have the power to do the amazing things He planned for us to do.
Amen.
Amen. If He had not planned for us to step into the power and authority to fulfill the plan, how would we we'll possibly have done the plan of what he asked us to do?
No.
No! We wouldn't have done it! So we have to understand it. So now, how did he do this? Well, we got to understand how we're made up, what makes us up. We have a body, but we also have a spirit. And what God is talking to us always about is the spirit. He is talking about the power of the spirit. The spirit is bigger than the body. Right? Say amen to that.
Amen.
The spirit is bigger than the body. The spirit has power that the body doesn't have. The spirit has more strength than the body. The spirit can do greater things. The spirit is eternal, and the body is only temporary. This body won't last forever. This body won't be held up over time. It will wear down. It gets older, it gets weaker, it gets slower over time. But the spirit continues on with the same strength, growing, growing, moving, moving, changing, changing, healing, healing.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen?
That's the power of the Spirit. But we have to understand that we have that power. Because if we don't, then guess what? We start living according to the body. We start living according to the thoughts of the world. The world thoughts are all about the physical, meaning this body. So if we're living according to the thoughts of the physical and the world, we're living according to this body. The limitations of this body, what this body can and cannot do, what this, you know, all those kind of things. And now we don't have the power that God has given us to fulfill the plan of God, to finish the plan of God, okay? So we have to understand it's not in the body. It's in the spirit. In the spirit is where it happens. That's where the power is. Now, when I say it's in the spirit, that doesn't mean that the spirit doesn't have the power to change things in the physical. In fact, everything that is manifested, listen to this, everything that is manifested on this earth comes through the spirit. It happens in the spirit first, and then the physical.
Amen.
Every single thing. So every single thing that has manifested in your life, every single thing that has come upon you has started first in the spiritual world. That's where the power is. The power to heal comes from the spiritual world. The power to change comes from the spiritual world. Even the wisdom comes from the spiritual world. The strength comes from the spiritual world. But if we don't know that, and we forget about that, then we're only thinking about the physical world. And now we have limited resources in the physical. We have limited understanding in the physical. We don't get to see the whole plan of God in the physical because we also have limited sight. We can only see so much. We can only do so much. We only have so much energy in the physical. But that's not true in the spiritual. We are unlimited in the spiritual. There is nothing that can stop us. There is no barrier that can hold us back in the spiritual.
Amen.
So we have to see the difference between this. See, we cannot be a part of two worlds.
Amen.
We cannot live in two worlds. The minute you receive Jesus into your heart, you become a citizen of heaven. Say amen to that. As a citizen of heaven, you are now working by the Spirit, walking by the Spirit. That is how you fulfill the plan of God in the Spirit. But you cannot walk by the physical and the spirit. You cannot be in two worlds. You have to be separate. Because the light and the darkness was separated, right? The light of God as it comes in, the truth of God as it comes down upon the earth, now chases away the darkness. The falsity and the darkness cannot live in the light of God. It cannot stand in the light of God. It's released and removed from God. So we have to understand that. And this is something that's very important. Now, we were doing a Bible study on Thursday, a very powerful, powerful, powerful Bible study that summed up the whole plan of God in terms of how you act in it. I hope you guys were there. If you weren't a part of a Bible study that's taking place either in Long Beach or on the phone or here in L.A., you need to get a part of one. Because the Bible studies of Golden Heart are extremely powerful, and they open and reveal to you the plan of God.
Amen.
They also equip you and fill you with the power. In the midst of the Bible study, you are filled with the Spirit, you are filled with the knowledge, you are filled with the power to go forth and fulfill the plan. That is what's happening in the Bible studies. You're being equipped here too. Man, you feel something moving here? The Spirit is moving here.
Amen.
The power of God is moving here. Things are going to happen today. Things are going to happen today in this place right now. Amen.
Amen.
Because that's the power of God. Now, Jesus said something truly powerful and amazing in that verse. Let me go to that verse we were studying in Bible studies. John chapter 11. Now, this is the story about Lazarus. And Lazarus had died, and Jesus came after he had died already. He had been 4 days in the tomb. And when he comes, here's what Martha says to him. Martha is Lazarus' sister. And he says, "Now Martha said to Jesus, 'Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you.' Jesus said to her, 'Your brother will rise again.' Martha said to him, 'I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day.' Jesus said to her, 'I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die.' Do you believe this?" Amen?
Amen.
So what's happening here that's going on? Martha's saying that, well, yeah, I believe, sure. One day Lazarus will rise again. Jesus is saying, today is the day.
Amen.
I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life, and I'm here right now.
Amen.
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 And that's the power that he brings to each and every one of us. He brings the resurrection power. These words, they reverberated in my ears ever since Thursday. They have been just sounding over and over and over again. I am the resurrection. And what he told me in that Bible study when I was asking God for revelation about what was happening here, that resurrection power means life-bringing power. Life-bringing power coming from God. Life-bringing power that comes into our life. When we receive him into our hearts, we have life-bringing power. What? We can bring life into every situation. Every situation we can bring life into. We can bring life into the sickness of a person. We can bring life into their organs. Do you have aching knees or a bad back? You can bring life into it, and it can be gone immediately.
Amen.
You can receive that. If you have a relationship that's falling apart, you can bring in this life-giving, this resurrection power, and bring that into the relationship, and it can be healed.
Amen.
That is the power that we have here. I saw in a vision God showed me this resurrection power. He showed me grass growing, trees growing, fruits being growing on the trees and being picked. He showed me an old building that was dilapidated and falling down. Suddenly became new, brand new paint job, looked like it had just been built. He showed me a man that was old and tired and weak in the physical, but the spiritual, when it came upon him, this resurrection power, suddenly he became young and youthful and powerful and energetic again. God kept showing me this is the resurrection power, that it can be put into every single area of your life. This is the plan of God.
Amen.
The plan of God is for you to get to the understanding that you have a spirit, and that that spirit has power when it begins to work with God, and that that power that goes out from you is resurrection power.
Amen.
Amen.
I am the resurrection of life, Jesus said. What life is he talking about? He's talking about the life more abundant. He's talking about the life of blessing. He's talking about the life that God promised, where you can fulfill your dreams and your purpose, where you have the power to overcome obstacles and death and sickness and falsity and darkness, and you can overcome every single one of these things. This is the life that Jesus is talking about. I am the resurrection and the life, he says. Oh, there's more. There's good news for you guys. Say amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Now, check this out. Check this out. Ooh, let's take a look here at Romans 8, verse 11. This is Paul wrote this. He says, "But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you."
Amen.
When you receive Jesus into your heart, his spirit, the spirit of God, comes to dwell now inside of you. The spirit of God is dwelling inside of you right now. Now think about that. The spirit of God is dwelling inside of me. That same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, that same resurrection power that can bring life into every situation, is living inside of you, is on the inside of you. That means wherever you go, you take the resurrection power. You take the life-bringing power. You bring the life that God promised. That is on the inside of you.
Amen.
That means wherever you go, and when you're using the words of the kingdom, the words of life, the words of faith, the words that are in the Bible, the words of truth, when you're speaking these and you're living that way, you are bringing life-giving, life-bringing, resurrection power into the world. That
Amen.
Means, that means I am the resurrection. That means
Amen.
You are the resurrection.
Amen.
Say, I am the resurrection in life.
I am the resurrection in life.
Think about that for a moment. if the same power that was in Jesus is now in you, this is the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, the same spirit that raised Lazarus from the dead, this resurrection power that I'm talking about, and now you have that spirit inside of you, that means wherever you go, you are the resurrection. You have the life-giving power upon you and within you. Think about the power of that. Say it again. Think about the power that you've got inside of you when you understand the spirit. Now, if you get caught up in the body, you start to mix the physical with the spiritual, it becomes mud, it becomes water, it doesn't have the power anymore because you're thinking too much about the physical. We've got to separate the light from the darkness. We have to separate the light from the darkness. Here it says in John 1, chapter 1, verse 5, "And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." See, the darkness cannot comprehend the light. The darkness cannot receive that resurrection power. The darkness cannot understand the things of God. What is the darkness? The darkness has to do with the physical part. The physical part doesn't have the same wisdom that the spiritual does. It doesn't have that life-bringing power, that life-giving power. It can't change situations and circumstances. So we have to separate. Now, I'm not saying you have to leave your body. No, you can live in your body, but you want to give authority to the spirit.
Amen.
You want to know that that spiritual power is greater and that that's what has authority in your life. When you use the name of Jesus, that's what has authority. It's that spiritual power. That is the resurrection power that you bring, okay?
Amen.
That's what you have in your life that you're bringing. So as you bring this forth, understanding the truth. Now, in this vision, we also saw on Thursday night, this was an amazing one, we had an angel. Somebody saw an angel, and the angel had a wing that was kind of broken, and Jesus was there healing this wing, and he was healing this wing with the Bible. He was taking pages of the Bible and putting it on that wing. And that wing was golden and strengthening and stronger so that this angel could fly. That's talking about the spiritual part of you. That's talking about your spiritual being. You want it to fly. You want it to have the power. You want to fill it with the truth. That's the word of God. That's that golden word, that goodness of God that begins to come upon it, that strengthens your spirit. That's what strengthens your spirit and gives the authority and the power. As we fill that, build that up, now that spirit, that angel inside of us, becomes stronger and stronger and stronger to do the things, to fulfill the plan of God. God's got a plan! Plan for you to be strengthened, become that angel with glowing golden wings to separate the darkness from the light, because when you're filled with the light, the darkness flees, nothing can stand in the light of God.
Amen.
And when you're filled with that, now you can step forth and do the plan. You can do the plan of God when you're filled with the Spirit of God and you have the resurrection power. Remember, say, I am the resurrection.
I am the resurrection.
I mean, this is amazing when Jesus said this, I am the resurrection and the life. I mean, this is exciting.
Amen.
You should be excited
Amen.
About this.
Because
if you're missing out on your chance to praise God, you just missed out on an incredible revelation. This is what you have inside of you.
Amen.
You have resurrection power. That means when you go out into this world, and this is now, here we're getting to the plan of God. We're starting to talk about what the plan is. Because remember, the plan of God is not fulfilled without the servant of God. Say, I am a servant of God.
I am a servant of God.
The servants of God have to fulfill the plan. So now that you understand what equips the servants of God, which is receiving Jesus, receiving the Spirit of God, being filled with the Spirit of God, strengthening that angel inside of you, having that power, those golden wings ready to go, ready to fly, ready to break through, and you have the resurrection power inside of you, and you have the Spirit of God. Now you go out into the world, and you change the world. This is the plan of God. This is the plan of God, to take out the resurrection power, that wherever you go, gardens grow. Wherever you go, things are made anew.
Amen.
Wherever you go, if there's death, you bring life.
Amen.
Plants are dead, life comes in. If a person's spirit is dead, life comes in. There are people out there that are walking dead. They have no spiritual life yet. They're just walking around like zombies. But when you get in their presence, you bring the resurrection power. You bring
Amen.
The life-giving
Amen.
Power,
Amen.
And they can come to life.
Amen.
This is the plan of God to take this whole world. One piece at a time. Just go out there and conquer it by the power given to us in the name of Jesus. We go forth as God's servants. This is the plan of God, to go across the earth, fulfilling the plan, bringing resurrection power, bringing life. The real life, the true life. Not this physical life that's, you know, temporary. Not this physical life that has sickness and all that kind of stuff in, but we're talking about true life. When you bring that resurrection power, people can be healed.
Amen.
When you bring that resurrection power into their life, they can be changed. Relationships can be changed. Circumstances can be changed. Obstacles can be broken down. There is no situation that can stand against resurrection power that comes through Jesus. Say amen.
Amen.
There is nothing that can stand in this physical world against resurrection power. Even the darkness, we're talking about forces of darkness, cannot stand in the words of the light of God, that resurrection power. When you bring that full force with the power of God, the plan of God is fulfilled. You are the servants of God that fulfill the plan of God. Say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Just the same way that Moses fulfilled the plan of God to set the people, the Israelites, free from Egypt. He went in there, and the Spirit of God came upon him and showed him what he had to do, showed him what he had to say, showed him where he had to go, and he just followed the Spirit. And this is one of the keys here. We just have to follow the Spirit. Follow the Spirit. Jesus was doing the same thing. He was following the Spirit as he was walking. We see this in John chapter 12, verse 49. This is Jesus speaking. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command that I should say what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that this command is everlasting life. Therefore, whatever I speak, just as the Father has told me, so I speak. So as the Father, as God told him in the Spirit what to say, he said it. What God told him what to do, he did it. He only did what the Father told him to do. He only did what the Father said. So he's in the Spirit. Jesus has got a physical body, but in the Spirit, he is listening what to do, what to say. Why? Because that's what gives that resurrection power. It's the power of God. As we go back to verse Romans 8, remember what it said here. Listen to this. But the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. He who raised Jesus, who raised Christ from the dead, will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. It's the Spirit that was in Jesus that raised him from the dead, and that Spirit was the Spirit of God.
Amen.
That's the same Spirit that's in you.
Amen.
And that's the Spirit that as we listen and say what God says and do what God tells us to do, guides us day to day, that's what brings the resurrection power into the life. That's what allows us to fulfill the plan of God. God's got a plan.
Amen.
But God's got a plan to get us into action. He has deployed us. Are you ready to be deployed?
Yes, yes.
You've got to be ready to be deployed and to go out into the world and work the works of the kingdom.
Amen.
This is where the power and the plan takes place. This is where the excitement is. If your spirit feels not too excited about that, then you don't have a total grasp and revelation of how amazing what God is doing is. That is where the excitement and the passion in your life comes. It comes by doing the things of God. What do you think excites you? You think it's things of the physical that excite you? A lot of people think it is, and so they run after things like drugs, thinking that's exciting, but that's fleeting, and it doesn't bring real excitement, and they continue to search and search and search for something. And we look, if we're only looking in the physical for what excites us and what makes life interesting, we never find it. But when we get into the spiritual, we really understand what God has created us for, and prepared us for, and provided us for us so that we can fulfill that plan, and now we begin to hear from him what we need to do, we get excited.
Amen.
Now we get passionate about life. Now we get passionate about what's happening in our life and what we can do. Why? Because that's what we were created for. That's the real excitement. All those people that are struggling with problems, I'm not condemning them, I'm just letting you know that they're lost and they don't understand the plan of God. They don't understand what they were created for. And they don't understand that the real excitement is in the spiritual things of God. Because when you go out and you cast out a demon, I'll tell you, I feel fantastic after that happens.
Yeah.
When you lay your hands on the sick and you say, you know, Jesus said that if I lay my hands on the sick, they'll be healed. And when you do that and they're healed, man, I feel incredible.
Amen.
I feel so amazing. When God tells me to go down to somebody who's not feeling so well and give them some words of encouragement, and I say what God tells me to say, and suddenly I see a spark in their eye, I see a twinkle and an excitement, now I feel amazing. That's what energizes me, excites me every day. Because I know that's where the real passion and excitement comes from. It comes from the Spirit. And God speaking to us and God leading us. God's got a plan.
Amen.
God's got a plan for you. Say, God's got a plan for me.
God's got a plan for me.
I take it.
And as a servant of God, you can fulfill that plan. He has given you all authority and all power to fulfill His plan.
Amen.
Say, I have the authority and the power to fulfill His plan.
I have the authority and the power to fulfill His plan.
Who believes that? Good. We should believe it. What did Jesus say here to Martha? He said, believe. Yes, sir. You know, if we look back here at this verse that He was talking about in John chapter 11, He says to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? He's asking, Martha, do you believe this? I'm asking you, do you believe this?
Yes. Yes.
When we can believe this, when we have faith in what God has said, when we have faith in His plan, when we have understanding in that, and we receive it fully and completely, just keep going. I tell you, I challenge you this week. Go out there and say every single day, every single moment, just keep repeating, I am the resurrection and the life. And remembering what that means. That means you're bringing life-bringing power, life-giving power to change any situation. Just keep saying, I am the resurrection and the life. And you just feel the power that begins to surge in your spirit. That inner angel is being strengthened and being fired up.
Amen.
And that body, that physical life, is starting to fall. Now it's starting to, you know, fall into alignment with the plan of God, to do the things of God. Just say it, I am the resurrection and the life. And feel the power that goes out from you. Feel the power that comes from you. This is what Jesus has came here for, to give that into your hands, to give you that authority and that power, because the same Spirit that was in Him, that rose Him from the dead, is in you.
Amen.
That same Spirit is in you to do the same things that He did. You have that power. You have that blessing. You have that upon your life right now. You don't have to wait for tomorrow. Remember, Martha was saying, someday Lazarus is going to rise. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. It's today. It's right now.
Amen.
And this is true in your life. This is true in your life right now. You don't have to wait for tomorrow. You don't have to wait for someday, which probably will never come. We're talking right now.
Amen.
God is the God of the right now. He brings the resurrection power in your life right now. Start to use it right now.
Right
and
now.
See your life change and grow in amazing ways. Be blessed.